A dangerous holiday week storm. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The storm spreading across the country may bring a life-threatening deep freeze to many areas. What may become a so-called bomb cyclone could knock out power and cripple holiday travel.
It's mainly going to be a heavy rain event for that I-95 corridor, but winter is settling in. And with this area of low pressure that's going to trek right through the Great Lakes, we do have snow that's going to be a concern. But I got to tell you, this isn't going to be the biggest headline. When we talk about the winds and these bitterly cold, even dangerous wind chills, that's what could be life-threatening. Here are the winds. Chicago, 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts expected. This is Friday evening, so December 23rd. Indianapolis, 40 to 50 mile per hour winds too. Up into Buffalo, we could be approaching 70 miles an hour.
Fox Weather's Stephen Morgan. The surge of Arctic air could make the Christmas weekend the coldest in decades. As the storm bears down and the government shutdown approaches, Congress is rushing to pass a spending bill. Senator Chuck Schumer.
I'm hopeful no senator will stand in the way of finishing our work before Friday. It's too important to the American people. As you know, there's a big storm coming in the middle of the country on Thursday and Friday, so we'd like to finish this as soon as possible. But we must finish it, of course, by Friday when the government funding expires.
Ukrainian President Zelensky reportedly plans to fly to Washington to meet with Congress Wednesday as it works to pass that massive spending bill.
A government funding bill being considered this week includes about $45 billion in Ukraine aid.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This would be the first time Zelensky has left Ukraine since Russia invaded in February. And the House Ways and Means Committee is expected to soon post several years of former President Trump's tax returns, minus information such as Social Security numbers and bank account information. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Evacuation orders remain in place in Boulder, Colorado, as crews work to contain a wildfire.
A structure fire prompted evacuations and road closures Monday in the Boulder foothills as high winds fueled the spread of the blaze that we're told has grown to about 16 acres, and that's 25% contained. This wildfire-weary evacuee, one of hundreds ordered to flee their homes.
Yeah, I moved up here, and I'm about 5 minutes away from where the fire started. And where I moved from was about 5 minutes from where that one started. So it's a bit of a fresh reminder.
The Boulder Office of Emergency Management says around 350 structures are threatened in the area as fire crews work for containment. The American Red Cross also on scene opening a shelter for evacuees. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake jolted Humboldt County, California early Tuesday, leaving at least two people dead, tens of thousands of people without power, and a widespread amount of damage. And there have been at least 80 aftershocks, and seismologists say there's a 13% chance a magnitude 5.0 or larger could hit over the next week. The Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to end the COVID immigration policy known as Title 42, but is asking the court to delay action until at least after Christmas. And a major airline may offer a nice perk in the new year.
Delta Airlines is looking to launch free wireless internet for its passengers as soon as early 2023, according to the the Wall Street Journal. Initially, the carrier is expected to offer free Wi-Fi on a significant amount of its planes before turning on the service on more of its fleet throughout the year. Delta is not commenting on its plans, but did say it's in the process of testing Wi-Fi infrastructure with various offerings to select customers on select routes. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.